Let's begin our service with our scripture reading for today. It's a brief reading. It comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 19 through 21. Do not store up for yourselves treasure on earth, where moth and rust consume, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. May we add blessing and understanding to the reading of these words. We are fortunate to have Chrissy Jackson with us. We all love her. We all love her music. And we're also fortunate to be at this point in our service where we get to hear some music from Chrissy. So thank you, Chrissy. Thank you.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? For you know that your baby boy has come to make you new, and that child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy
you. Appreciate you setting the Christmas spirit up for us. It's lovely. Thank you. My message this morning is entitled No More Consumerismus. As Christmas quickly approaches, and as we are all being warned that the issues in the distribution system, they limit the number of items available to purchase for presents, it gets harder and harder to to not get caught up in the consumerism that has come to define our season. You see, it seems to me that consumerism, particularly the commercialization of Christmas, has taught us, or has tried to teach us, that real love is very narrow and very focused. It tells us that real love should be centered around those closest to us. And on top of that, consumerism teaches us that we should express that love best in giving loved ones stuff. If we listen to the TV ads, and even to our culture itself, we are left to believe that that kind of thing is the perfect expression of love. But what those ads, and even culture itself, distracts us from seeing is that the over $1 trillion that we Americans spend on Christmas, that's $1 trillion that we spend on Christmas. What it distracts us from seeing is that with that money, we could end world hunger 4 times over. Consumerism, or what I call consumerismus, distracts us from realizing that the money spent on Christmas gifts online alone, this is just online, could have easily provided everyone in the United States with health care. You see, it is easy to focus on the immediate gratification of our loved ones, to see the joy on their faces, and to feel the warmth that wells up inside of us when we do, and they call it love, because in many ways it is. But it's only a small part of love. You see, the problem with consumerism is that it not only leaves a lot of folks out, but it hurts more people than we usually manage to realize. It favors the wealthy and the well-to-do over those who struggle to put food on the table. It favors those in industrialized nations over those in third world countries. It promotes those who already have plenty getting more, and unintentionally leaves those with so very little getting less and less and less. Religions across the world, as well as human secularism, as well, they teach us that we need to learn to love more fully. And it's easy enough to love those who are close to us, but we're encouraged to grow that love, to spread it wider, to extend it to all people, even people that we don't know. Truth be told, it's a lifetime pursuit. After all, there's always more room for love. So how do we refocus our lives to move away from consumerismus and focus more on the true meaning of Christmas, a love for all? How do we move further away from lives of consumption towards a more compassionate, more loving lifestyle at Christmas? You know, amidst all of this season's consumption, groups like AdventConspiracy.org, they're advocating a change from consumption to a more compassionate and more loving life. What if this Christmas season we move away from the narrowly focused expression of love that comes with consumerism and move towards ways of sharing a love that is more broad in focus? What if, in addition to giving presents to our family and friends, What if we put that same time and effort that we spend shopping for and thinking about those presents, what if we put it into spending more time with our family and friends? Our personal presence rather than our gift wrapped presence. Take it one step further. What if rather than spending all that money on each other, we spend part of it on those who have very little? What if, as one of our gifts to our friends and our family, instead of fulfilling their perceived needs, we fill the real needs of people around the world by getting a family in Zambia a milk cow or someone in Uganda honeybees? And it's simple enough to just go to heifer.org. You'll be amazed at the options that are there. That Nintendo Switch will be yesterday's news next Christmas. But that milk cow has honey beans, which you can help provide for less than $50. Those will be providing much needed nutrients for years to come. Maybe you don't feel like you can just afford to give your money away, even if it's for a good cause. And in financial times like these, many of us simply can't. But I would say just keep in mind, if it's bad for us in the world's richest nation, it's probably worse for others around the world. So here's an alternative to alternative gift-giving ideas. How about microloans? Organizations like Kiva.org are pulling together small or even large amounts of money from those who have to help those who have less. It's really just an opportunity for those in third world nations who through their own inventiveness and hard work, as well as the goodwill of others, are striving to better their lives through loans that they would not have access in any way to in any other way. Kiva.org. Now, does all of this mean that I'm suggesting that there should be no presents around the Christmas tree? And we'll just have to sit there, and I don't know, talk to each other. Sounds horrible. Well, no. That's not what it means. Over and beyond giving cards to let people know what you've done in their name for those who are struggling, there are plenty of other ways to give that doesn't mean throwing inordinate amounts of cash at large companies that frequently, through questionable production and employment practices, who are struggling around the world with people who are struggling around the world so that we can afford to buy a video game for under $500. Check out things like Buy Nothing Christmas group on Facebook. Other pages like that for more information on options of gifts to give. In doing these things, not only will you be helping those in need, but you will also be helping fight the system of domination that helps keep the underserved in their place. You'll be practicing a larger love, which religions around the world teach us about. So, if you have more than you need, I'd like to suggest that you share with those who don't have enough. Begin dismantling systems that support consumption and domination, and instead, being the love that we're encouraged to grow. Being the love. I'm simply suggesting that we should stand more strongly in our convictions and start looking critically at the consumer-oriented system out of which we operate. As much as we can, we should stop shopping at stores that get their goods from places that require workers to perform for little pay in substandard and sometimes unhealthy work conditions. We should work diligently to stop buying food from places that take advantage of migrant workers, overlooking their human rights in an effort to provide cheap food. We should stop allowing our consumer-oriented lifestyles to destroy our environment. We should show compassion to workers around the world by buying fair trade goods. Just check out fairtradeamerica.org and other fair trade websites, and you can find a long list of organizations we should support. Do that so that we can be ensured that no one is being dominated or taken advantage of because of our support. We can be the love. And if the message of Christmas isn't love, I don't know what it is. This Christmas, let's honor the season by giving the world the greatest gift that we can give it. Love. Let's take a stand against our consumeristic oriented systems and adopt instead a more loving system of compassion. Education, like in many things, is the first step. So go learn more about things like fair trade goods and Advent conspiracy, and start living an even more compassionate and loving life. Let's be the love. This Christmas, let's give the best that we have. Let's deny the shallow consumeristic disposition of the system of domination and leap into the depths of a life lived in a more compassionate and loving way. Let's be the love. This Christmas, let's begin living lives that will allow us and people around the world to have a taste of what the real Christmas spirit is. This Christmas, let us be the love. Kristen, could we get some more music from you?
Sure.
We certainly love it. Thank you.
Yeah, I always have to follow you. That was a great message.
Hey, the flip side of it is I have to follow you, so.
Yeah, that was a great message.
Thank you.
This is actually a song that I wrote with another writer. Her name is Megan Connor. We decided we wanted to write a Christmas song. Yeah, but we wanted to do a different type of Christmas song, so we decided we would write this from the perspective of the Christmas star. It's a cold night in Bethlehem. My instructions were quite clear. Travel south from Jerusalem and told to rest right here. There's an old farmhouse, a manger, and a baby in a barn. There's a couple with a newborn, a baby in their arms. It's no ordinary evening. I'm not sure what else I'll see. I'll be out in town, there'll be others. They'll be looking first for me. So I'll shine. I'll shine. Because they believe Their eyes are looking upward, as if looking for a guide. That must be why I'm here tonight. So, Afro-Nation.
Sharing your talent and your music with us. Thank you. Thank you for being here. For those who want to hear more from Christy, ChristyJackson.com. You can find out folks online. You can see that at the bottom of the screen. Also online, if you would, we love knowing where folks are gathering with us from, so in the comment section. If you just leave where you're watching from, it's always fun to for all of us, including those online, to see where everyone is. So, thank you for that. Reminder to the church, I know I spoke of it earlier, offering baskets are at the doors and on the back table. Honestly, December has been really low, and it would be lovely if we figure out a way to help remind people a little bit better. So the same for folks online. If you don't want to use the baskets, you can go to our church website, daythinkingchurch.org, and there's a donate button in the top right-hand corner. We'd really appreciate anything you do. Let's enter a more inward turn moment in our time together here as we go in together with prayer or accept it as meditation. If you prefer, allow the words to come over you and accept the ones that connect with you and lift up those that you wish. Let us bow our heads. As Christmas quickly approaches, we sometimes find ourselves caught up in the things of the season. As the presents continue to pile up under the tree, we can't help but notice the balance in our bank accounts heading in the opposite direction. We acknowledge that we get distracted during this season, that we sometimes lose our focus, let the giving and receiving of presents become the focus of our Christmases. We get caught up in the consumerism and begin to believe that our satisfaction, our happiness, indeed our ability to have and to share love are all tied up in what we give and what we get. May we see more clearly that the word consumerism doesn't only refer to the products and goods with which we consume with our cash, but rather it is our own lives which get consumed when we let what we give or what we get define our Christmases. May we learn a better way. May we learn that true satisfaction comes from a larger love. A love that includes more than just our loved ones, but rather a love that includes everyone. May we be inspired towards better and more loving ways to celebrate the birth of the one who came to show us what love looks like and came to share that love with everyone.